Yeah, Montreal, my city. You already know it's Friday. You already know Kanye dropped that new Donda. You know how we're gonna do things. It's a busy week. Passport, COVID passport is out. Everybody's back to school. I am Weezy Moon Chaser, the Montreal Kobe Bryant. They know that I'm nice, they hate that it's me. I'm alongside the calm and the storm. Lolo's in the building. We got the wartime DJ, DJ Manny. Ah, it's the morning detail, the number one morning show in the city. You know how we do things. Lolo, I gotta let the beat ride out on them this morning. Y'all gonna sit here and say Kanye's not a genius? You gonna tell me Donda wasn't the one, Lolo? I see Lolo with the custom-made crew neck with the yay on it. Shout out to Dab Montreal for the custom. Man, this morning on the Morning Detour, we have a great, great interview. We have Cement Telemac coming through, talking about the Haiti relief. And we also have Nova Scotia in the building. Larina's people are going to represent this morning. It's going down. Family over fame is in the building this morning, Lolo. Ah, it's a beautiful thing. All lights out for me. This is how I want to start, people. We're going to open up a hurricane. Let the weekend talk to them. It's that new Donda. The best morning show in the city. This is the Morning Detour.
She just tried to run off with my heart, but I blocked off the S. Yeah.
Everybody's so judgmental. Everybody hurts, but I don't judge rentals. It was all so simple.
I see you in 3D. The dawn is bright for me.
Montreal, my city. This is that new Kanye Donda. It's amazing. The morning detour. Good morning, my city. Everybody going to work. This is how we close out the week. We on Fridays.
Father, hold me close. Don't
Yes, yes, yes. Another morning. I know that Drake dropped last night, but we can't do that till next week, Lorena. This week, give Kanye some time. Let Kanye talk to the people. Donda's out. He was saying Universal Studios wasn't supposed to drop it, but it came out anyways. Nobody cares. It came out anyways. Let's open up there. I know we have a lot of things going on the show this morning, but let's open up there. How you feeling, man? I know you're a big Kanye fan. What's up?
No, I think, well, you know, I reported it week after week. I'm sorry, Brenda.
No, my mom said she's not going to listen this morning.
Oh.
My mom said she ain't going to listen this morning. She said, y'all talk too much about Kanye. I ain't going to listen this morning. And I said, okay, well, it's going to be a special one. I got the best picks from the Donda album. Shout out to my boy Tib. Shout out to my boy S. Dot. Saturday gave us some picks as well, friend of the show. So, you know, it's feeling good. It's feeling good. What was your favorite track on it?
That's a hard question. I don't have just one favorite track, but I like the album as a whole. I watched all three listening parties.
Yeah, man, you're like an avid listening party. Like, did you have like a schedule seat? You like the Spike Lee of Kanye listening parties.
Okay, I wouldn't go that far. But I just like to know what's going on. And I like to see the development of, like, you know, how artists develop their albums and stuff like that. I'm just a fan of music. So I got to see, you know, how he changed things, developed things, right, went on that journey. So I thought that was pretty cool, the album rollout and everything. But yeah, the album as a whole, I like it.
Well, listen, man, we have a big, big show. We got Sven Telemach. Sven's like an author, spoken word god. He does it all. He changed his life around. He was on the show, I guess, year one or year two?
Yeah,
but he's doing something beautiful for the community. He's doing a Haiti relief, so we'll get him up here to talk about that. And we have Nova Scotia in the building. He was like Entrepreneur of the Year. You know what I mean? He's got the ultimate clothing brand, Family Over Fame. Alex Cross is in the building later on. Also, I forgot to mention in the intro, how do you forget Sarah Brasha is on the show? Yeah. Empressologist, Womanpreneur Montreal. They have a men event coming up on September 18th, if I'm not wrong.
Yep.
So you had a great interview with her, so that's coming up later on in the show. So, you know, we feel good about it. Listen, I feel holy, man. It's a different world now. Trudeau is calling the unvaccinated the others. It had me reminiscent of Nuremberg with Hitler a little bit. Yo, man, it's so crazy, man. It's so crazy. But Montreal, we went from a hot, hot, hot vibe last week to a kind of like cool vibe. So we're totally in fall already. I see the leaves is falling, so it's a wrap already.
I mean, as soon as September 1st hit, the weather just switched up just like that. So I think we're done.
Oh, man. I'm not ready. Boy, what a short year. But it's not like we could go anywhere. S-Dot pulling up in the building. This guy brought all the Tim Hortons. If we don't get a Tim Hortons sponsorship, something is wrong with us. So let's talk about here. Back to school is in effect. I see everybody was out. Frosh, we talked about last week. But I see all the kids are back. The traffic is blocking me when I go to work in the evening. Mm-hmm. It's madness. So how was your week so far?
My week has been crazy. So I had my back to school drive. We've been delivering bags, having parents come and pick up the bags, packing the bags, getting supplies, picking up boxes. So it's been really crazy. So now I'm just ready to relax and celebrate my birthday. That's all.
Yes. If you don't know, on Tuesday, the queen.
On Tuesday?
Isn't it the 7th?
No.
Is the 6th?
Yes.
Oh, my bad. Yeah, she ready to cut my head off. I thought, the whole time I'm like, yeah, it's a 7. I'm gonna do like, yeah, we'll do something 7. So next Friday, are you gonna curate the show? It's gonna be your playlist.
I thought I was curated today.
No, but you know Kanye came out. Come on, we've been waiting.
Okay, but then next week is Drake, so then you're gonna be like, oh no, we need to do Certified Lover Boy.
No. Next week we're gonna do all you. I know it's gonna be all R&B, but I'm very interested to see your picks because people are gonna be surprised at some of the picks you're gonna have. You know,
I'm
going
to go all over the place.
What do you mean by all over the place? How deep are you going to go, Lolo?
We have R&B, we have hip-hop, we have a little bit of everything.
Oh, man. Yeah, I had a great week. My podcast, Running Wolf, came out on Monday. I did a great interview with Issa Mbaye. Sorry if I'm not saying his last name properly. He's like the Haitian financial coach of all times. You know what I mean? He has a hashtag called Everyday Finance. We talked about budgeting, emergency fund, investing, how to bring down your credit score, how to improve your credit score. A great conversation about money. And we also talked about the fact that how money is such a taboo conversation, especially in the Black community, mm-hmm. right? So we spoke about that. That's The Running With Wolves. You can find that on all streaming services online. That's The Running With Wolf podcast. Oh, great interview to come to. I met the Montreal D-Block. Neruda and Joe Campagna. Don't give me that face. I'm telling you. Crush Grapes and Soul Food is the name of their first album together.
I like that.
Crush Grapes and Soul Food. One of the guys is a wine connoisseur. He does wine and cheese, and he's from the hood.
I love that.
And the other guy, Joe Campagna, been in the game a long time. So it's Crush Grapes and Soul Food. That's it's available on all streaming platforms as well. So I interviewed them.
They're going to be on Running With Wolves?
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. They'll be on Running With Wolves in about 2 weeks. Deep conversation about the streets. Deep conversation. I think these guys got next. We had some conversation about some more established artists too in the city, but I'm gonna let the listeners get on down Running With Wolves. I want to hit you with this joke here. We gotta start doing it more like a Team Petty kind of vibe.
I don't know, Team Petty.
No, like we find like the pettiest story of that week, and we talk about an opening monologue. So let me open up here. Newlywed couple sent a $240 bill to guests who didn't show up to their wedding. So let me walk you through this. So Doug originally posted the final bill for his wedding on Facebook with a caption that read, "This invoice is being sent to you because you confirmed seats at the wedding reception and during the final headcount." A note at the bottom of the petty post stated, "Because you didn't call or give us proper notice that you wouldn't be in attendance, this amount is what you owe us for paying for your seats in advance." You can pay via Zelle or PayPal. Please reach out to us and let us know which method of payment works for you. Thank you. So ultimately, Simmons, who owns a small business in Chicago, said it was not really about the money. He admitted that he and his new bride were just hurt and felt disrespected by the guests who didn't show up for their dream wedding. So how you feel about that? So imagine that, Lorena. You RSVP for a wedding, and you don't show up, and then a week later you get an invoice. And then he goes on to post it on Facebook, but we'll talk about that after. How do you feel about that? Walk me through your reaction. I know you would have showed up to the wedding with people. Lorena's not like me. I would have more likely not showed up.
Well, because I was a part of planning my sister's wedding a good 6 years ago, so happy anniversary to them, I would charge people, but I would tell you beforehand. Like, if you're going to RSVP, I would tell you, like, okay, if you do RSVP and you don't show up, expect a bill. Because it's expensive. You're paying for people's plates and stuff. And then if you're somebody that has, like, an open bar and you want to make sure your guests feel great and then they don't show up,
yeah,
that's crazy.
It's madness. Oh, my God, man. Listen, I don't know, man. $240. But let's talk about this. I think it's, like a new age thing. How do you feel about paying for your plates for dinner? I know wedding's expensive. I know, it's a thing. But my thing is, if I'm getting married with my wife and we're going to get married, I don't want people to pay for their plate. Like, I'm inviting you to our celebration of love. So how do you feel about this new age thing? Because, like, you know, me and my mom, we talk about it all the time. She's like, yo, this is some new school thing. Like, you got to pay for your plate? I was invited to a wedding. I hope, you know, hopefully they're not listening. I was invited to a wedding during the pandemic, 2 hours away, $450 for my plate.
That you had to pay?
Each. Plus we got to pay for the place that we're staying at.
Oh, no.
Plus we got to pay for the place we're staying at, so... Oh, man.
That's too much. That's way too much.
How do you feel about destination weddings? Do you prefer that over, like, paying for, like, a traditional meal or whatsoever?
I mean, it depends where it is. I think it depends where it is. I'm not sure. I think it could be nice, but it really depends where it is.
Oh, man. So much crazy stuff, man. Yeah, that wedding play was wild, man. Yeah, how you gonna send an invoice like that, man? Oh, man.
Weddings are expensive. I don't think people should pay for their place, but if you're not gonna show up, then maybe, yeah.
Well, you know what? Let's go deeper into this kind of thing. Are you gonna go in on entertainment news about it? You wanna give us a little taste of what we can expect?
I was trying to respect Brenda because she was having a tough few weeks, so I was gonna, you know, let it go.
Okay, let me just open up here. How do you feel about some people saying, well, first of all, I'm gonna save this part for the entertainment news. Some people are saying that Dark Twisted Fantasy is a little harder than this one.
Really?
Dark Twisted, look at your face. You know what I mean? So I know I got the conversation. Some people are saying Dark Twisted Fantasy is the one. My favorite is Graduation. Everyone's like, okay, that's a classic. But I love Dark Twisted Fantasy because I love Blame Game. I think Blame Game is amazing. Do you think Kanye's a genius?
Yeah, musically, yeah, he is. I think we see it time and time again with each album, how he progresses, how he grows.
We gotta open up the phone lines next week. I think I got it fixed. I went to CKT, I think I got it situated. Yeah, man, let's get that thing going, man. So, you know, it's the Morning Detour. It's the mighty CKT 90.3 FM. you know what, Lorena? Let me start with some Kanye Jonah off the Donda.
Okay.
Uh-oh, uh-oh. Uh-oh. Much of my city know we do things. It's the number one morning show in the city. The Morning Detour on the mighty CKT 90.3 FM. This is Kanye Donda.
I hope you're here when I need the demons to be gone. And it's not fair to fight them all around.
The Morning Detour on CKUT 90.3 FM.
I gotta keep my focus on what matters. Man, I'm hit my line like some just got hit up on your block. You can rest and show it's not us. Just weaving out the wave, catching waves. They say, we ain't seen you on the block because I've been out the way. Chasing millions in my sleep, I found a better way. Somewhere on the island, let me kick it, this might get away. I pour up a drink for all my who ain't see the day. Trying to finish this, so who I started with. Way too many fallen soldiers, no, I can't forget. Hope they got headphones up in heaven, you can vibe out and just hit it. It's just certain you can't forget. Like, who's there when I need a shoulder to lean on? I hope you're here when I need the demons to be gone. And it's not fair to fight them all on my own. Like, who's there when I need a shoulder to lean on? I hope you're here when I need the demons to be gone. And it's not fair to fight them all on my own.
Kanye and Jay still brothers, they both billionaires. And we ain't see it, I lost my brother when we was millionaires. I wasn't scared to die for him, that was my biggest fear. I got your son and your daughter like you still here. Know how I feel to lose a brother, we got a bond still. 26 years, pops got out to see his son kill. And I don't give a f*** about him with a crib, I see blood still. I can be the cleanest millionaire, I'm from the mud still. Dad with his chain on, I call it blood diamonds. It's to the point I dropped my own low so they could find us. And it's been months and they still had it. Kanye did it for the city, he co-signed.
Like, who's here when I need a shoulder to lean on? I hope you're here when I need the demons to be gone. And it's not fair to fight them all on my own.
Smoke a op pack, ain't funny like that. It get ugly like that, can't get no money like that. Holy Father, please let me step in. Can't talk to buddy like that, it get bloody like that. Whole lot of steppers and they step in. It ain't sunny like that, and it coming right back. And when you on tour, I bet you check in. Cause my guys back to work, it's a Monday like that. And when you text, change the beginning of every word. You will speak to me with only no cap. Me and your big homie go back, and homie don't rap. You don't know me like that.
Like, who's here when I need a shoulder to lean on? I hope you're here when I need the demons to be gone. And it's not fair to fight them all on my own. Like, who's here when I need a shoulder to lean on? I hope you're here when I need the demons to be gone. And it's not fair to fight them all on my own. Like, who's here when I need a shoulder to lean on? I hope you're here when I need the demons to be gone. And it's not fair to fight them all on my own. Like, who's here when I need a shoulder to lean on? I hope you're here when I need the demons.
H-E-Y. It better be like, hi, with a bunch of eyes. Or hey, with a bunch of eyes. I lit 100 lies. So that mean I had 100 wives. And I am just simply high off life. For 100 times. Never let nobody curb me, that don't deserve me. Should I really bought the Burberry last Thursday? Wear a different color jersey every Thursday. Posting me in Malibu, you posting pics in Jersey. It's to lay me or play me, a bigger flex though. Cause you know you never live up to my ex though. If we dive, it's the deep end, baby, let's go. Or be gone by the weekend, baby, XO. Most insane out-of-body experience. And I repent for everything I'ma do again. I am so drunk. And I repent for everything I'ma do again.
Thank you, thank you, thank you for your mercy. Make me know. Make me know again. Make me know again. Make me know again. Make me know again. I repent for everything that I'ma do again. Make me know again. Make me know again.
Take the ride, please don't close your eyes, In the den of thieves, every man disguised, Keep your mask on, keep your hand attached, It's a roller coaster, keep your hands aside, Wanna bring your pain, remember this advice, What they vandalize, he'll evangelize,
He gon' part the ties, he gon' part the skies, huh? Did it for the fame, reminisce advice, son. What they vandalize, he'll evangelize, son. What they vandalize, he'll evangelize, son. He gon' part the ties, he gon' part the skies, huh? When they start to lie, remember this advice, huh? What they vandalize, he'll evangelize, huh? When they start to lie, remember this advice, huh? What they vandalize, he'll evangelize, huh?
Make me new again. 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 Make me new again.
Yes, 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 Montreal, my city. Welcome back at 7:21 in the morning. You're locked in the number one morning show in the city, the Mar Detour. I'm your host, Weezy Moon Chaser, alongside Lolo. Now it's about that time to do some news, man. A lot of things is going on, Lolo. So Quebec reports 699 new COVID-19 cases as hospitalization remains stable in Quebec. The COVID-19 health crisis on Thursday. So the latest daily tally marked the second consecutive day that new infections topped 600 in the province. There were 609 new cases reported on Wednesday. When it comes to active cases, Quebec had 5,058 infections in its most recent update. So hospitalization remained stable at 138. This includes 42 patients in intensive care units, a rise of 2 compared to the previous day. So Quebec's Public Health Institute says 87.2% of Quebecers age 12 and older have received at least one dose of COVID-19 vaccine, and 81% are already adequately vaccinated. Now, I don't know where they're getting these numbers from. I know Quebec is a large province. I want to get the numbers from Montreal itself. We need to get the numbers from Montreal itself, because I don't know where they're getting this 80%. What are we at? 87.2% of Quebecers age 12 and older have received at least one dose. I don't know where they're getting this, Lolo.
I don't know where they're getting it either. I feel like the numbers are always changing. I'm not really sure, but this is all that we have to go with, so.
Can I get some Montreal numbers? Just give me the island of Montreal. Okay, listen. We'll include Laval in the South Shore. But get us here in the greater part of Quebec, man. McGill students, they're feeling the way. They're feeling the way a little bit.
I saw that.
Shout out to so, you know, I mean, CKT is part of the McGill family. So I don't know how we're going to call the university. I guess the parent company is like Disney with ESPN. So McGill University students demand more stringent health measures on campus. Stringent. Okay. So it was the first day of in-person classes at McGill University. It was crazy down there. I went to CKT the other day. Like, I couldn't even turn on the street.
Wow.
There's a lot of students, man.
Yeah.
So I guess we're back to like the semi-normal thing. Okay. So the Student Society of McGill University, the SSMU, is demanding stricter COVID-19 measures on campus, including a vaccine mandate or regular testing. Now, you and I spoke about this last week. I'm totally for the regular testing.
Yeah.
Regular testing could go on. So the union also wants the university to make remote learning an option for immunocompromised students or international students who are having issues making their way to Canada. I think that's a great initiative.
No, I agree. I think the way it was presented, though, was kind of like, oh, if you're not vaccinated, don't come on the campus.
Well, that's the vibe I got when I initially started reading the article.
Yeah.
So to spread their message, the union staged a protest outside of the university administrative building. It makes it pretty clear that McGill doesn't care about its students' health, said Claire Downey from the SSMU. Man, that's crazy, man.
Yeah, that's a bold statement.
So the McGill Association of University Teachers, the university's Department of Epidemiology, as well as a group of law professors are among some of those who have written letters to the university administration in favor of a vaccine mandate, arguing vaccination rates are still too low among students and teachers. Now, did something change between last week and this week? Has the vaccine turned into a cure?
Listen, the way that they advertise this thing, you would think so.
Listen, Trudeau don't even say unvaccinated anymore. He calls us others now.
I don't.
Yeah, I mean, this is why he's hobbling. He's hobbling. We'll talk about it a little later, but he's hobbling in the popularity poll. He's going down a little bit. So meanwhile, university officials say that they've put in place all the necessary health measures, such as requiring masks and physical distancing. What about the homeless? The issue with the homeless or this passport. So homeless advocates voice concerns over Quebec's COVID-19 vaccine passport. So with the arrival of the COVID-19 vaccine passport in Quebec, homeless advocates in the province are voicing their concerns. While the provincial government has stated people experiencing homelessness will be exempt from providing vaccination proof while entering non-essential businesses, many groups worry about how this will be put into practice. We really don't know the full list. Is it all non-essential services or is it a limited number? Said James Hughes from the Old Brewery Mission, president and CEO. There's no identity card that says you're homeless. There are a lot of people who don't want to identify as homeless. They just want to use the services like everybody else. You know, I wasn't even thinking about that when I thought about this COVID passport. Like, what about the homeless? Like, a lot of them don't have smartphones. Like, how could they even prove or even have the app to prove what's going on? So Hughes says there are a number of unanswered questions that leave too much room for interpretation, and he believes marginalized groups will be affected. If a homeless person is refused entry to services, who do they call? Who is responsible for intervening to prevent the refusal from reoccurring? I wasn't even thinking about the homeless.
Nobody thinks about the homeless. That's the problem.
But we're talking about it here this morning. Man, this passport needs to get revised a little bit or something.
But everything with COVID always has to be revised, because even when we did the lockdown and everything, there was a problem with the homeless. And then there was a lot of people that were evicted from their homes.
Right.
And remember, there was like somewhere under a bridge, like Notre Dame somewhere, yeah, and they all set up tents and stuff. And then that was taken down. They had nowhere to go. It's crazy.
Yeah, it kind of became like L.A. So what about the hair salon? So Quebec hair salon requires customers to be vaccinated, even if businesses don't require passport. So Quebec's vaccine passport came into effect on Wednesday, with those aged 13 and over now required to show they are adequately protected against COVID-19 to access some non-essential services. While gyms, restaurants, and movie theaters are on the government's list of places requiring proof of vaccination, hair salons and other businesses offering personal and beauty care are not. You think the beauty salon? Well, let's be honest. Some of us black folk, you know, we go check homegirl at her house anyway.
Listen, I need to get my hair done.
So hair salons, however, aren't the only places that didn't require vaccine passport. The government has also included museums, places of worship, hotels, spas, and driving lessons. So all these things don't need a COVID passport. Okay,
that's good.
Okay. Another issue is that while the passport allows to check the vaccination status of a customer, clients have no way of knowing whether service providers are themselves vaccinated. So you're going to go somewhere, and it's going to happen, i.e. a club. Mm-hmm. And the person that's serving you, the person at the door, the person at the bar, may not be vaccinated. Yep. But you still have to provide proof to gain entry.
Yeah. Does it make sense? No, but that's how it is.
So the passport does not apply to employees, even in places where the measure is required. However, on Wednesday, Quebec Premier François Legault told reporters that employers can, in fact, require that their employees be vaccinated. That's what Legault was saying now? Okay. While Labor Minister Jean Boulet agreed that it is a right of management, he said it has to be exercised in a reasonable manner, taking into account all the fundamental rights that are well entrenched and embedded into our charter rights and freedoms. So I'm told that talk before a couple weeks ago. I told you, wait till September comes. It's going to change a little bit. So now it's exercised in a reasonable manner. Opposed that, it's against the law to ask someone as an employee, to ask your employee if they're vaccinated, what's their status, and now even to terminate someone because they're not vaccinated. So now it's exercised in a reasonable manner now.
I don't know. I feel like a lot of people are going to seek legal counsel for this.
Listen, man, I already got the numbers. Hit me up on the DM, man. Hit me up on the DM. So we're voting. Election day, September 20th, federally.
Right around the corner.
You have any idea who you're voting for?
No clue. Which is really bad.
So election day is September 20th, but you're not the only one. A lot of people have no information what's going on. Advanced voting is on the 10th, 11th, 12th, and 13th. So after months of speculation, Canada's 2021 election is almost here. Trudeau formally launched the campaign on August 15th after his meeting with Governor General Mary Simon, the personal representative, head of state of Queen Elizabeth II. I know we still have a representative from the Queen in England. That's crazy. Mm-hmm. When he asked for Parliament to be dissolved, he wants to dissolve Parliament. Trudeau's going on very slippery slope. Like, does Canada want to become communist? Like, what's going on here?
I don't know.
Are we going to a more centralized government kind of tip? Like, where are we going here? So he wants to dissolve the parliament. Simon agreed to the request, making way for the ruling Liberals to push for a vote 2 years ahead of schedule. So right now, Trudeau only has a minority government and relies on opposition parties to push through legislation. So this is what's going on. So let's go through some of the parties that you can vote for. Obviously, you have to be a Canadian citizen. You got to be 18 or older to vote. To vote in the federal election, an individual must be a Canadian citizen at least 18. Boom, I did that. Temporary visa holders or permanent residents do not have the right to vote in federal elections.
Yep.
But I feel, I get the premise of that. But like, if you've been here on a temporary visa for over 1 or 2 years, you've experienced the Quebec life. You should have to weigh in, especially if you're going to stay here for another few more years.
No. my grandmother lived in the U.S. for like over 20 years, and she couldn't vote.
So there are 5 major political parties in Canada: the Liberal Party of Canada, the Conservative Party of Canada, the New Democratic Party, the Bloc Québécois, and the Green Party. Each of these parties, plus any of the lesser-known parties put in for nominations, are required to nominate candidates to run in the election. There's another party, Tracy, what's the other party called? The People's Party? The PPC. You heard about the PPC, Lorena?
Nope.
I think they might be the only party that's like openly against the COVID passport.
Okay.
Apparently they're racist, but I don't know. I read their page. They seem friendly.
Well, maybe we need to do a little bit more investigation.
Okay, so that's going on. So September 28th, we're voting in the federal election. A lot of people feel misinformed, but here we are. I don't know if, I don't want to sway anybody's vote, but I don't know if Trudeau's the best decision for me personally.
I just feel like we all need to do our homework and figure this out and vote on the 20th.
Madness in LaSalle. Barbershop owner vows to bounce back after weekend vandalism. So a barbershop owner in Montreal, LaSalle Burroughs, vowed not to give up after vandals struck his shop on the weekend. This is disgusting. The shop had just given 60 free haircuts to children going back to school.
Wow.
A few hours after getting home from work on Sunday night, owner Alex Campbell got a call that his shop Unity Cuts had been broken into. The damage, what they did, they really went in hard, he said, Campbell. They went in hard and smashed up all the glass, not even one top and bottom. Vandals shot out several windows and left bags of bricks behind. They break the window and leave the bricks. Like, this guy is doing a service to the community, giving free haircuts to mothers that can't afford the $12 or $15 or $20 cut. Mm-hmm. And they're going to go and smash the window? You can't have nothing nice, Lorena.
I don't get it.
You can't have nothing nice, man. But in other news, Montreal's going to honor jazz legend Oscar Peterson by naming Public Square after him. So as part of a renovation project of McGill College Avenue in downtown Montreal, the city has announced that it will create a public square and name it after world-famous jazz musician Oscar Peterson. I feel like we need to do more since he is originally from Montreal. They need to put like a statue by Campbell Park in Burgundy.
Well, we wanted to rename Lionel Groove Metro after him. We wanted to rename another part after him or his sister, but they blocked that. So now he's getting a square.
But, it's in the McGill University area, so, it's in the mix.
I know, but I feel like that's settling.
Listen, man, yo, our prayers and condolences go out to our people in New York. Storm Ida, what's going off? Flash flood in New York and New Jersey kills 9. At least 9 people have died after flash flood and tornadoes hit the northeastern U.S. local media report. Some people were trapped in flooded basements of their homes, while one body was found in a vehicle that was swept away. Like, I think that's the worst way to go, right? Drowning,
yeah.
No, we ain't trying to do that. So the governors of New York and New Jersey declared a state of emergency, and New York City Mayor Bill de Blasio called it a historic weather event. But my cousin said it wasn't as worse as Hurricane Sandy.
Oh, yeah?
Nah, he said it wasn't as worse as Hurricane
Sandy. Because the videos looked really bad.
I can't watch that. I don't want to get washed away.
No, I saw all the videos online, and they look crazy.
Yeah, it was at least 3 inches, 8 centimeters of rain fell just 1 hour in New York's Central Park. Almost all the New York City subway lines have been closed and non-emergency vehicles banned from roads. Many flights and trains out in New York, New Jersey have been suspended. The mayor of the city, Passaic, New Jersey, Hector Lora, told CNN the body of a man in his 70s had been recovered from a vehicle that was swept away in the floods. So, yo, that's crazy. The last U.S. military planes have left Afghanistan. The longest U.S. war is over 20 years. A lot of money, man. So as of Monday, more than 122,000 people in total had been airlifted from Hamid Karzai International Airport since July. Pentagon spokesperson John Kirby told reporters Monday morning. So, yeah, man. So the U.S. withdrawal Monday marks the first time in nearly 2 decades that American troops have not been on the grounds in Afghanistan. After $2 trillion in spending and nearly 2,000 U.S. troops killed in action. They spent $2 trillion on the war in Afghanistan?
They spent a lot of money on war. A lot.
That's wild, man. Let me end here. I always like to end with like a nice scientific fact. You ain't gonna like this one, I promise. Week. So UN report warns that there's a different type of pandemic coming for the world. So thousands of years of history tell us the drought is nothing new. Sometimes we prevail, often we don't. So bleak look into the future tells us we've seen nothing yet. With a mix of shifting climates, poor water management practices, and growing population densities, promising a pandemic of catastrophic drought awaits. We're moving towards water. We're like, you know, I don't want to be the depressing one. You know, I'm gonna play some Kanye just now to uplift everybody.
Except Brenda. But I want somebody to make a compilation of all of the different things that are happening in this world that you've mentioned within the past, like, at least 2 months. Because all the things that you mentioned on the show that's supposed to be happening now is crazy. Like, this world is just, it's done.
Listen, man, there's more, man. There was another piece, too, here. They've been saying once-in-a-century storms could become an annual event soon, scientists warn. So the best case scenario for the climate crisis is looking increasingly disastrous for much of the world, especially when it comes to rising seas. So even if we can limit global warming below 2 degrees Celsius, which is the point we're trying to get everything at, in line with the Paris Climate Accord by 2100, many coastal regions could be experiencing once-in-a-century sea-level threats, such as storms, surges, high tides, and threatening waves at least once a year. That's crazy.
But I wonder now, because of all this stuff that's happening, especially things that are happening in cities like New York, are they actually going to take everything that's going on with the climate serious? Like, are they really going to...
Well, you know, at some point, collectively, we got to do a better job at this, because, like, it's not so much for us, right? You know, unless you're like Doctor Strange and you're gonna live forever, you know, all of us typically in our age group, we have about another, what, 50, 60 years? You know what I mean? And... That's what's gonna suck, because like when we're gonna be senior citizens, we're gonna be dealing with all this catastrophe, and we can't, you know, all these natural disasters, and we won't be able to move around the way we want to move around.
Yeah, we're not mobile.
Yeah, so we're definitely gonna get swept away. You know, get swept away in the storm. So yeah, man, it's one thing after the other, man. So it's we're dealing with COVID-19, which is like a physical virus pandemic, and then now the world is striking back at us. I was watching the happening the other night with my lady, and I was thinking to myself, man. What if the trees were to really turn on us too?
Oh my goodness.
What if the trees would turn on the man? I got a lot of time now. I'm not allowed to go to gyms and restaurants. Oh, I forgot to mention that, man. Shout out to Elio Restaurant, man. I went to Elio's on my last supper. You know what I mean? I felt like Jesus with Judas and Mary and all of them. You know what I mean? So I was at the last supper with all of that. So it's crazy, man. we going towards a dark place, Lolo. We going towards a dark place.
I need to find you some like happy content. Something positive.
You know what? I'm gonna play some new Kanye, man. You know what? I'm gonna play some new Kanye. You know where I want to go with this morning. I want to start with jail. not the actual place. I want to play the track.
No, I know the track by Kanye.
Yeah, but you know, man, Jay did his thing on that. Jay did his thing on that. But, let's jump to it. It's the Mighty Morning Detour. CKT 9.3 FM. You know how we're going to do things, man. I'm going to jump to this joint right here. Let's play Jay. I'm going to play the whole version first. And then we'll play the other one there. Oh, DJ Maddie's in the building now. Let me hit him with the drop. Oh, are you the one playing or I'm playing? Oh, I'm playing. So I'm like, who's playing that joint? Let me jump into it, man. It's always something on my detour. The more I detour, it's the Donda album. You know how we doing things? Kanye in the building. We on Fridays. Let's get it.
Do you have to curse at me on text while you try to hit the flex. I hold up like what? I scroll up like next. Guess who's
Kanye, you know he had to get Jay. It's the return of Watch the Throne, Lolo. This that Donda. We on Fridays, the morning detour.
Going to jail tonight.
God, in my cells, that's my celly. Made in the image of God, that's a selfie. Pray 5 times a day, so many felonies. Gonna post my bell, Lord, help me. Hold up, Donda, I'm with your baby when I touch back road. Total stop all of that red cap, we going home. Not me with all of these sins, casting stones. This might be the return of the throne. Throne, Hova and Jesus, like Moses and Jesus. You're not in control of my thesis. You already know what I think by think pieces. For you actually already told you who you think he is. Don't try to jail my thoughts and think precincts. I can't be controlled with programming presets. Reset on my cell, in my cell tonight. Don't have to see you to touch you. This is what Braille look like. It's on sight. If they take me to jail, call my girl, tell her, send my mail. We know what hell look like. Still, it's a hell of a life. Yikes.
Guess who's going to jail tonight? Guess who's going to jail tonight? Tonight, tonight. Guess who's going to jail tonight? Gotta go post my bell tonight.
Shining like a light pole, and I'm just a pride of good. Whatever I was raised in, money sanctified, so I gotta say it again. They said I was mad at the Grammys, but I'm looking at my Grammy right now. Put up on yay, and I said they don't understand me. I just want my dog to pipe down. Cause when you really came from the trenches, you was raised in the trenches. You felt like you trailblazed for the trenches. I hope God can forgive me for the days that I was sinning. The truth is only what you get away.
Y'all already lying here.
I say the truth is only what you get away with, huh? Hey, that's why a lot of these be faking, huh? Made it through the trials and tribulations, huh? Yeah, yeah.
Well, here goes. Well, here goes. But here goes. I was one of them weirdos of the pure soul that would go to the flea market to buy fake clothes. Every color jabos, every color's is cold. Every cousin is stole. Every summer was cold. Out of all of the moles, out of all of the folks, after all of the jokes, I'm the one that was chose. All of my friends love the gangbang. How we in my car and you say we ain't in the same lane. When we both had pellies on and we was scamming for the prime before Chief Keepers bang bang. Always had mob ties, stood on my 6 points. How could I not rise? Love, truth, peace, freedom, justice, but I'm not five. This south side, and we outside. 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 And for all the
guys, I went to the White House and set free the old man. Every day I put my life on the line to feed the whole clan. Personal worth is not what a person is worth. I could give a dollar to every person on earth. Man, it's gotta be God's plan. Man, I swear these boys keep playing. We gon' have to square up then. We gon' have to send it 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 up then.
The Morning Detour on CKUT 90.3 FM.
Sarah's excited to celebrate her birthday at a restaurant. She's thought about it all week. She invited her friends. She got a new dress. She went to the restaurant. She wasn't allowed in the restaurant. She had to put away her new dress. She couldn't see her friends. And she thought about it all week.
Don't wait until it hits you. Get vaccinated. A vaccination passport is now required to enter certain public spaces. A message from the Gouvernement du Québec.
Vaccination against COVID-19 is now underway for priority groups. Visit quebec.ca/COVID-vaccine to follow the vaccination sequence planned for your area and book your appointment online. If necessary, you can also call 1-877-644-4545. Once you've been vaccinated, it's important to continue to protect yourself by following the basic health guidelines. The vaccine, a safe way to protect ourselves. A message from the Gouvernement du Québec.
The Morning Detour on CKUT 90.3 FM. The Morning Detour on CKUT 90.3 FM.
Welcome back to The Morning Detour with Wheezy and Lorena. This morning, we have a friend to the show, Sarah Bradshaw, a.k.a. Empressologist. Sarah, how are you this morning?
Good morning, Lorena. I'm fine. Thank you. And yourself?
I'm doing great. I'm excited to have you here this morning. We had you on the show before. We love having you on the show. Last time, though, that you were on the show, you did speak about your business as the Empressologist, and you spoke about CMOS and body butter that you recently launched. So we want to get into that right away, and we want to know, how is that going?
Well, thank you so much for having me. It's always a pleasure to be on the show, and I love tuning in. You guys always have such great content, so continue doing your thing. I commend you guys on that. And as for the CMOS, it's going really well. I find that people are becoming more in tune. They're curious. They're asking a lot of questions, and they're more aware of their health benefits. I mean, considering what's going on in the world today, so many changes in the environment, into our own health physically and mentally, that the CMOS and the benefits that I try to put out there as much as I can is luring a lot of people. So the curiosity is there. It's peaking. The flavors are going. I'm trying to put out as much flavors as I can with the CMOS, but still with staying within the limits of CMOS, the nutritional factors. So I'm really happy to say that, you know, I'm getting a lot of new clients, and I just want them to keep coming, continue to ask questions and be curious. I think that's the best way to learn.
Definitely.
And as for the CMOS itself, I actually recently came out with a CMOS spoons. Ooh. So those are nice. They're practical because you can take them on the go. So a lot of us that work in offices or even work from home, if you are at the computer all day or on the phone, it's just take a teaspoon and you can put it into your coffee or your tea and you can have it and take it on the go. So it's something that's that is also I use, and I take it with me as well when I'm going to work. I always have it every day. It's like my essential tool. It's like my golden nugget in my mug.
I'm definitely going to have to try that. I did try the gummies, and I love those. And so the people that missed your last interview with us, can you just tell us a little bit about the benefits of CMOS?
Absolutely. So as many people know or don't, there are 92 minerals of 102 minerals in CMOS. I also like to be honest with people and letting them know that along with taking the CMOS, it's also good to maintain an adequate balance. So keeping yourself healthy as well is always a beneficial factor to helping with the CMOS itself. With the range in vitamins and minerals, it also depends on what your body is lacking, because we do not have all the minerals that our body requires. So for instance, you could be lacking potassium or zinc, and just the benefits of the CMOS and what the content that it creates, it will help to restore the deficits in your body and also help to give you tons of energy. I stress that one so much because on a day-to-day, we're so busy. We have so many things to do. I myself, I wear several hats. and the CMOS, it really keeps me going. But it's I don't like to compare it to anything, but whenever I take it, I can take it in the morning. I take it in my tea and I go to work every day, and it helps to sustain my energy. So I can go without having to feel lethargic. I don't feel drowsy. I don't feel groggy. And when the night comes, I don't have a problem going to sleep. It's like my body knows, okay, by 10:30, 11 o'clock, Sarah, go to bed. and it works. It works for me, and it will have effects on different people. But for the clients that I have so far, I always keep rapport with them and ask them, how do you feel? Like, do you like the flavors? I don't expect everyone to like the texture, because it is acquired. So incorporating the flavors helps you to take the CMOS, but just bearing in mind of the benefits that you're going to get while taking it. It's not about the texture. It's not about the look. But having a good taste, of course, helps to ingest it better. And also give it to your kids. Any age group can take CMOS.
Oh, I love that. And can you quickly just name some of the flavors that you do sell?
Absolutely. I have elderberry ginger. I have turmeric. I have goji berry orange. I have, of course, the plain original one. I have just plain ginger. I have just turmeric and ginger itself. I have so many different. Actually, this summer I came out with some summer flavors, which were strawberry, mango, and pineapple. And those were very popular. I think it helps to cleanse your palate. Mm-hmm. But also bearing in mind that, like I said, it helps you with the beneficial factors and helps to sustain throughout the day. So they taste good. And it also helps to mellow out the texture of the CMOS.
Yeah, no, I think that's important. And I think that's something that makes your brand unique too, because you have all those flavors. A lot of people sell just the natural CMOS. So that is something to look forward to try out the different flavors that you do have. So definitely, Montreal, check it out if you haven't already, and definitely support her and her business. Now, you did mention you are somebody that wears multiple hats. You do also have Womanpreneur, and you have multiple pop-up shops throughout the year. And I went to the last one. I loved it. I met so many new people. I, you know, found so many new businesses to support. So I definitely love it. But this time you're doing something a bit different. So can you tell us what's happening at the next pop-up shop this month?
Yes, I'm excited for this one. I think I'm excited for every pop-up shop that we have, because we try to have different themes and try to highlight different aspects of our community. So this pop-up shop that we're going to be having, it's on September 18th. 2021. It's going to be held at the Caribbean Food Factory, which is 5311 de Maisonneuve. And we are going to be highlighting men. So the theme for this is called Boss Men. And it's all of our men entrepreneurs that are going to be taking part in this to help to bring out the community's men, to kind of shine on them. The difference between the two, I find the women, they are so driven. And they come out in packs, and I want to see the men do the same thing. One thing I will highlight, though, we do have some amazing men right now that are a part of the pop-up shop, and I'm so looking forward to everybody to actually see what they're going to bring to the table. But I would also love for them to push a little harder and come out and even help to highlight their businesses on social media. You know, there is a contrast between the men and the women, I find, in finding them online. It was a little bit challenging. Mm-hmm. And I just want them to continue to check their DMs and send us messages. We're looking for all aspects of businesses. So you can have an online store. You can have a digital business. You're all welcomed. Barbers, we have a lot in store for the community. So I just want everybody to come out as they did the last time in support. And I don't want to ever keep that in hindsight, that we are so appreciative for everybody coming out and supporting. It's so important, because, you know, it takes just one person to come and buy a product and for that business to be recognized. One follow can help to share many and highlight businesses and push people out there. So we are absolutely looking forward to that. And also, we do have a visual ad. So that's something new that we're going to be adding to the table as well for this event. So for male entrepreneurs who are unable to make the event on that date, but would love to have their businesses to gain exposure for it and have their businesses showcased, they could send us a message in our DMs. And we can have a visual ad placed on a television screen. So for all of the clients, new clients or current clients that are coming in to check out the pop-up shop, they'll be able to see these ads. So they'll be running as if it's a commercial.
Oh, I love that. And I think it's a beautiful thing that you're doing, especially highlighting the men, because like you said, we don't often see them out like that. So are there still places left? Like if anybody's listening to this and they want to have their brand there, can they still reach out to you and get a place at the pop-up shop?
Absolutely. We still have a few tables left, so we're always welcoming as many vendors as we can. You know, there's so many driven people out there that just want that opportunity. Some people are so shy and scared and don't know how. And I also like to mention, even if you have a few products with a few business cards, don't feel like you have to have banners and, you know, television screens and anything just to be extraordinary. Sometimes it just takes a simple little thing to elevate yourself and push yourself to the top. So, we all have to start somewhere. So whatever you have, you guys can reach out to us at womenpreneurs_Montreal on Instagram. Send me a DM. Reach out to me if you guys would like to be a part of the pop-up shop. We're always welcoming new businesses, new vendors, new ideas. And also my partner, who also has a nonprofit organization called Rising Queens, Onisha Lewis. I know she was on one of your platforms as well. She's an amazing person. Very driven, and it's a pleasure to work with her as well. You guys can reach out to her on Instagram at I am Onisha Lewis as well. So you can reach out to either of us if you guys, just even if you want information for the future pop-up shops or even collaborations, that's what we're here for.
All right. And then for the people that will be going to the pop-up shops to support these boss men, can you let us know like maybe some brands that will be there? Can we get some like inside info or no, not yet?
I can give you a few. Okay. I can give you a few. We're actually going to be putting out there. We have a Cream Clothing.
Okay.
That's a clothing brand.
Friend to the show.
Yes. And we'd love for you guys to check out his page. Check out their handles. Like I said, you could actually go on Womenpreneurs on Montreal and you guys can check video clips from our last pop-up shop. And we're actually going to highlight on our stories as well some of these businesses. We have Teach Clothing. That was at our last pop-up event as well. Mm-hmm. He's a clothing brand. We have Triating, which is Brandon, and he has a variety of punches and drinks that are absolutely delicious. And I'm going to stop there, but okay. We'll keep you guys tuned in. We're going to have some more visualizations for you guys to see the other vendors that are going to be on there. So in order not to miss that, you got to check out our pages on Instagram as well as Facebook, Womenpreneurs Montreal, _Montreal, and Womenpreneurs Pop-Up Shop, as well as I am Onisha Lewis on Instagram.
Definitely. And I will be promoting the event during my segment of community events. So it will definitely be in there. As soon as more information comes out, I'll definitely be putting that out there. So definitely shout out to Onisha Lewis again. She's doing amazing things. So definitely everybody look her up on social media. She has a lot of books that are selling well on Amazon, and she's doing so much to uplift the community. But please let everybody know where they can follow you for Womenpreneur and as well as Impressologist too.
Absolutely. So we have quite a few handles here. So Womenpreneurs_Montreal, you could find us on Instagram. You could find I am Onisha Lewis on Instagram as well, which is my business partner. You could find the, if you're looking for any CMOS or CMOS related products or just information, you could find me at Impressologist. And you could also check out my body butters. I didn't get to emphasize on that much, but for any information, I'm always there. And it's emp_bodybliss. And we're there. We're here live in public. So if you guys need anything, we're here for the community. We want to continue to develop and do things, have different ideas. So for anybody listening, if you are interested in any of the above mentioned things that I have brought up today, please send us a DM.
And thank you so much, Sarah, for coming and speaking with us this morning. We love what you're doing for the community, you and your partner, and we cannot wait until this pop-up shop on September 18th. It is at Caribbean Food Factory. Definitely follow them on social media and support them, their business individually, as well as Womenpreneur and all the brands that are underneath that umbrella as well. Thank you so much, Sarah, once again.
Thank you so much, Lorena. Thank you, Morning Detour. Appreciate you guys every time. And like I said, continue to do wonderful things because you guys are helping the community on a different platform. So congratulations to you guys.
Thank you. The Morning Detour.
I know God breathe on. on this. I know God breathe on this.
Montreal, my city. Montreal, my city. You already know we're doing Donda this morning. It's the best morning show. The morning detour. We on Fridays. Lolo's in the building. Oh boy, Nova Scotia coming up a little later on. Family over fame. We're doing big things. The morning detour. The mighty CKT 90.3 FM.
Don't know nothing. I know this. I know God breathe on 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 this.
This one's for all the haters, for all the Connie detractors, for all those that believe he's not a genius. Feel the soul, feel the Jesus. DJ Maddie and the ones and twos. That's the 808
more than I can say for you.
Yeah.
Before the sons and the daughters.
Yeah.
Before the sun and the water. More than I can say for you.
Lolo.
But the truth still for you. Once I saw what the Lord do. God the Son, all the glory. God the Father, like Maury. Don't care what you say, nothing on me. I don't care about the lawyer fees. I don't care about your loyalties. God will solve it all for me. Trust man, he a failure. Trust and God will heal you. Dustin, he a Hoffman. Don't fall what they offering, fall far too often, yeah. Call God, but don't call enough. Fall down, but don't fall in love. I know God is all in us. I know God breathe on this. 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 I know God breathe on this.
Devil on my shoulders, I can't let him breathe. Brush him off my sleeve. I'm filled with memories.